gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe. Here in this great hall of justice are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Timeout listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. Oh. We're just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we'll all, oddly enough, work in the entertainment industry. We're not experts, but we listen to them, we react to them, and we share what we've learned. There's a little pop culture, a lot of parenting, laughter, and experience. Use the other 23 hours to do life, but for this, put the ears on and come hang out with us. It's a place to put your feet up or down, or if you're exercising or driving or skateboarding or kite surfing or hiking or moonwalking or needlepointing or scrapbooking or gardening or refereeing or food shopping or anything like that.
Wow.
Stop. Take a breath. Come listen to us. In tonight's show, the dads will have some fun discussing the eternal May-cember. Are kids actually impressed with our careers? Excuse me, sir. Are you impressed with my career?
Yeah.
All right. Good answer.
That's nice.
Pizza's on me. All right. We're also going to be discussing why kids are like Macs and Windows updates and more during our tweets of the week. Then in Smart Articles by Smart People, based on the fabulous text chain we had going last night where Ben took his daughters to their first concert. What was your first concert?
Lady Gaga.
All right. We're going to be diving through the music through line tonight. A little light lift, a little optimism, a little happiness with music.
Yes, please.
And our article is Scientists Find 15 Amazing Benefits of Listening to Music. Then we'll switch gears, take a pop quiz on pop music, and then we'll finish taking a couple questions from our popular new Sweeping the Country segment, Would You Rather? And finally, we'll wrap up with Things That Make Us Smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, what's your name, sir?
Hi, my name is Landon.
And how are you related?
He's my dad.
You're my dad?
You're my dad.
Yeah, exactly. Dad. All right, we're here to deliver the dad joke of the night. You've had a long day at school. You're still in your church finest. Please, deliver your joke.
Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
I did not hear about the restaurant on the moon.
There's great food, but no atmosphere.
There's great food, but there's no atmosphere.
All right, nice.
That is a good one, actually.
All right, that is our dad joke of the night. We got to bring back that segment where we used to play Stump the Ben with our dad jokes.
Stump the Ben. I don't think it was called that officially. But
Speaking of, we're just going to throw out some thanks real quick to some of our new followers and folks who we've interacted with before we kick in the show with Parent Tweets of the Week. Folks, I highly recommend if you have the opportunity to follow on the gram, the Instagram, some really great folks. At Grad to Grown Up Book, they kind of found our pod, and they're going to send us the book called Grad to Grown Up.
Nice.
We've got kids ranging in ages from, what, 8 to, how old is your youngest? 7 to?
23.
23.
17. Oh, yeah, 5 to 21, I think we are.
Yeah, we always forget. Do you have an extra kid this week?
I just found out I had an extra kid.
Okay,
so
okay.
Weird.
So, yeah, we cover all ages. We explore all topics in all divisions. So Grad to Grown Up Book, they're sending us a copy. Thank you for that. At Raise Good Kids, very fun Instagram page. I only go to Instagram because it's easier to kind of just click and follow good content versus like digging into websites and stuff. But most of these folks have websites as well. At Anna Skates, at Anna _Skates, at The Marvelous Mrs. Mom, at The Dad Pack Podcast, and doubleheader here, at Boot Camp for New Moms and at Boot Camp for New Dads.
Ooh, jeez, there's all kinds of people out there now.
A lot of boot camps, obviously. So they're all rocking it, but they've been really cool with us online. And then finally coming up also is John Francis and his team out of Minnesota at Father's Eve. And they have that huge national celebration on the night before Father's Day. And a lot of the money goes to charity and all that good stuff. So let's follow those fine folks. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about our week since our last live podcast, and we'll get into Tweets of the Week.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week. Tweet.
All right, I got so excited that we're doing a matinee tape recording, I guess you would call it, here in 2022.
That's kind of cool.
I've never
retro.
Seen you guys in the daylight, actually.
Are we taping? Weird. I know, and you all look so good in your sunglasses, and I have to look at the computer screen. Oh, Harv doesn't have sunglasses.
He's rocking it.
He's just behind the screen.
I'm just squinting.
So, Ben, just real quick before we get into the tweets, how was your show last night? So, I precluded this by saying that you sent us a picture and you went to the, what, Greek theater with your girls?
Greek theater, yeah. I didn't know you were so inspired by that. But, yeah, everybody can name their, most people can name their first concert. So, I thought it would be really special to take the girls to Lord Huron. Great kind of new folk band. I hope they don't mind me calling them new folk. At the Greek, very cool band. And they put it on almost every morning. So it's like, it'd be really fun for it to come to life for them. And they were just like, whoa, there it is. It's real. The people that play that song. Because they listen to it every morning. So it was really fun.
Well, I think what's cool about that too, the Greek theater, for those of you in other parts of the country, is this beautiful outdoor venue in the Berkeley Hills. And you walk up into this. It's a giant. It's like if you had seen the Hollywood Bowl. It's very similar to the Hollywood Bowl. And then you go in the seats, and then you can go all the way back to the lawn.
Yeah.
Last concert I saw there was the Great Mumford and Sons.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, but same type of music, like head in the heart, all that kind of stuff.
Same genre. Same genre. They're Lord Huron might be kings of their hill now, I might say, but yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So we've talked about this on past episodes. Lannon, who was just out here, his first concert, my kids, it was also very important to us. Mm-hmm. My oldest was Taylor Swift. She was a Swiftie. She's moved kind of on, but she still loves it. Landon's was Lady Gaga. And then Lola's was actually Paul McCartney at Candlestick Park, and it was the last concert at Candlestick before they tore it down.
No way. Wow.
Yeah, and she was maybe, like, say, 9 months. Yeah. So Jen had a papoose on, and we had the big hunter's headphones on her, so she couldn't really hear anything. But, yeah, and we literally stayed for, like, 5 songs, and we're like, we got to get the baby out of here.
We got to go.
But nonetheless, that's her.
Does that count, then, if she doesn't remember it?
Pictures, right?
Pictures, yeah.
How old?
Oh, yeah, I just
Nine
said
months.
It. I can't remember. I've moved on already.
She was in a little pupusa.
Well, that doesn't... I don't know if that counts.
That's young.
Pupusa's food. I don't think it's a pupusa.
And then just real quick before we get into tweets, first concert.
My own personal first concert? I'm kind of embarrassed.
But, don't say the Righteous Brothers.
No, it was like Dino and New Kids on the Block. That's the way it has to be. So that's the way I like it.
All right, Mark, don't even go to like Kraftwerk.
No.
I saw him in Dusseldorf in '84.
I actually wish that was my first concert. But no, I saw Phil Keaggy and Amy Grant.
Was
yours Amy Grant?
Well, not with Phil Keaggy, but it was Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith.
Yeah, so I saw Phil Keaggy and Amy Grant.
Get those values trying to get those values in us early.
That was young, I guess.
Yeah, I was like 8 or so.
Going to round out the age factor here, I had the Rolling Stones, Journey, and George Thorogood at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia.
Nice. This is the coolest by far.
I was very young, very, very young. I went with my kick butt uncle, who's no longer with us. He ponied up, and I think tickets were like $17.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was my first. I remember Mick Jagger out there in the cherry picker over the crowd doing Start Me Up. Wow. Yeah, so.
That's cool.
First
that's
indoor was Cheap Trick and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Dang, dude, nice. You were such a cool kid.
I was off to the concert scene fast. All right, so that's our theme tonight is going to be the article and music and all that kind of talk. But I'm going to switch gears and talk about May-cember. I sent you guys the meme. It's like we're all in May right now, and it's coming to a close, thank goodness. It's like all the activity of December and none of the presents, right?
It's awful.
It's just thing after thing after thing after thing. Why is it so bad?
I don't know, dude. Something's wrong.
Yeah. End of school year.
Yeah.
Band like concerts.
It's the perfect storm.
The universe is just angry.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Simon C. Holland says, it's the last month of school. Here are 97 activities in the middle of the day you need to attend. Thank you. I'm coming hot off two. Have two more tonight after this pod.
That's wild.
It's supposed to be fun. It's the worst part about it. It's just...
It kind of is, but it's also just, like...
I don't know about
it's
y'all.
It's a grind.
Yeah. I start looking forward to the pillow.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into that in our tweets of the week. But anyway... this one is from, it's kind of relatable, on the same vein of thought at being why Elisa says hanging out with other parents is basically just trying to one up each other on how tired you are.
Oh, speaking of,
speaking of,
no, but yeah,
Well, you know,
he's coming. Hey, he's coming hot off two things, and he's got more today. So
I have to watch the Warriors after this.
Bad example. I need to let you know how busy I am.
Yeah, right.
And I do run into those parents that are like, and you, our text chain's cathartic because I'm like,
yeah.
Let me see. So Chris will always like, I will text and I'll be like, oh, I'm at a birthday, heading to a blah, blah, blah. And then I've got this on a Saturday. You will always send a golf picture, almost like point on. You don't answer. Ben will not answer.
Usually
he
not.
Just ghosts us on weekends for the most part. And
I read them all.
Mark will come back with a ping pong every once in a while. But I definitely have those parents where you're like, whew, so less. And then they rattle off theirs. And they go back. But aren't they the same parents that kind of do the compare and contrast everywhere?
Huh. Those are the rival dads.
Yes.
Rival dads
that
from
is
our
the
last
rival
episode.
Dad thing, yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm in with the moms at my school. Like, I talk mom talk.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe we're just all tired, and that's why we're just commiserating, because, you know, this is what it's
come on, let's
about,
turn a corner here, guys. Like. We're great. We're fine. Let's go. My MK said he wanted a happy show.
Hey, we're putting in hard work, and it shows, you know.
Does
supposed
it?
To be hard.
It sure does show on my face.
All right, this is from at Dad at Law, because you've got the sunshine shining on you today.
Sunshine.
I took my daughter and her best friend to dinner and a show with endless snacks and sodas, but we didn't get ice cream afterwards, so naturally this night will forever be known as that night you didn't get us ice cream.
Oh, worst geez. Night ever.
How dare you take us to a movie.
That happens at my house all the time. You could literally shower them with everything, but the one thing they don't get, it's like the worst day ever. Worst night ever.
How has that happened?
I don't know.
I think we're in this world of instant gratification, so we're used to it, and so we get this sort of sense of entitlement, and like we expect things to just, you know, like magically appear at our doorstep on a whim and
Amazon.
I would love to pull in the reins, and just like when that happened last night, it was 11 o'clock for a 9-year-old. I'm like, but you guys aren't grateful. I took you to our concert. But
why did they want ice cream?
They were complaining afterwards on the way home, but it was late. But to be fair, they complain after we do fun stuff all the time, like, we're never doing this again. But to be fair, we do it for ourselves too. What do we want to do? Sit at home all the time? So no, we want to do the fun stuff. So we keep doing. I don't know. I feel like my kids are spoiled, but it's because I like to do fun stuff too.
Yeah, I do as well.
So we're going to keep doing it.
If it's versus my era, you know, I'd be thrilled to get like a dollar when the ice cream man came down the street. Yeah. Like, we weren't doing the constant bombardment of stuff.
No, man. Bike around.
And that's what makes it so challenging, because I look at what they have versus what I had, and I'm like, gosh, guys, you really have a sweet situation. Could you be a little bit more like respectful, responsive, and just appreciative of what you got? So I'm usually the one that pumps the brakes on things. Like my wife will be all stoked. Well, let's go get ice cream. Like, no, everybody is awful. You get nothing. We go home.
She's good at that. She'll really do it.
My wife will always go high road. This is fun. Let's have a good time. And so I have to rein in my, like, how severe is this infraction to bum out the party? So I'm usually going, okay, all right.
Well, they won't forget if you do. They might leave you on the side of the road on the way to Reno.
That's right.
You know.
Like if you, and then you'll remember forever, won't you?
Or you get a nickname like Travel Dad, and all of a sudden, like this fabulous trip to Manhattan. That's all they're going to remember is how Travel Dad was at the intersection. But
in fairness, Landon said you straightened up and did quite well on that trip.
I did rally.
Yes.
But you're only hearing the dark side. Like
so that's a lot of time in the car together, man. Anybody would break.
In Manhattan?
No, it was only. You're
talking about the cross country trips.
Yeah,
that was. The truth on that's coming out these days, too. Well, on that same vein, I actually just went through this last night. We took my youngest out for one of those cool hibachi dinners where Japanese chefs cook.
Is that what that picture
is? Over in our neck of the woods.
Yes.
When
this is from at Simon C. Holland. Mm. When we leave this restaurant, my wife will see a TJ Maxx and Home Goods combo store across the street. And this feels like the opposite of Christmas Eve.
Mm.
Do you see what he did?
He's ahead of us all.
Yes. Simon. But that's my thing. So we go to Target after we walk across the parking lot. All comes together. We go across the parking lot. I go and I want one thing. And my wife's already ordered stuff from the pickup window thingy.
Really?
So it's ready. Yeah. I go in and I'm like, I need to get a pillow. I know it sounds weird, but I
you
just
know
wanted
which pillow you want?
I did not really, but it anyway, it drugged the dragnet through Target. And then 35 minutes later, we're still in Target. And everybody's completely forgotten about the birthday dinner. And now it's on to the ice cream facto. Like, oh, I want this Funko Pop, or I want this blah, 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 blah. I did it to myself. But we talked about this before. If I go to Target, I enjoy it, but I have to be by myself. I can't have any train cars attached. And
it's
if
too
I
much
do.
Other distraction, you know?
Yeah, like I want to go to that Chip and Joanne Garcia, not Garcia, what's her name? The couple, Chip and Gaines, Chip and Joanna Gaines. Mm. I want to go to their little furniture section and sit in a chair and just kind of like look at stuff.
Huh. Yeah, me too.
I would go. I should. You know what I should do? Like, go to the wine section, get a bottle of wine, sit there, open sit there, the wine, yeah.
Open up a lawn chair.
I'm gonna pay for all this eventually. I'm not trying to leave.
You know what's weird is I still go to the toy section, and it's something I've always done as a kid, and I've never outgrown. But if I were to go to Target, I always, for some reason, I'm always like, oh, look at that. Hey, look at the speaking spells they got today, and like all these, you know, looking at the Legos and the action figures. And
your wife tries to drag you out of there.
I'm not going. I'm just looking for a Boba Fett, okay?
Oh yeah.
Well, now that Toys R Us has gone down the, you know, it does bring a little. You're like, oh, okay. Maybe I'll just hang out and even whatever the toy the kids are like. Oh, the Lego section's pretty cool at Target, like because there's no gigantic euphoria of going into a toy
that
store.
That needs to be remedied. Yeah. The loss of Toys R Us and like KB. KB was like subpar, but boy, howdy. Losing Toys R Us,
man,
that was.
Having all
that hurt.
Toys? So cool, but.
I know.
Well, whatever.
All right. So let's move on. That depressed all of us right there. Yeah. This is also from @DadAtLaw. It's very, very interesting. It made me think about this. Her 10-year-old daughter says she wants a job like mine someday because I'm important, but not that important. And finally, my life story has a title.
Cool.
Wow.
I often overestimate what, like that I think my things are cool. And my kids are like, yeah, what's that again? My friend Jeff tells this funny story. He used to work. He worked at MTV for years when it was solid MTV. And he's like, now I have younger kids. And my kid will be, you know, for career day. I'll go in, and he's like, these kids stare at me with a blank stare. Like, they have no idea what MTV was.
Yeah.
And wow, it's now become crazy. This, like, cultural bubble, but nobody really understands.
Then again, we're almost full circle with certain things. Like, my daughter told me that tight is back, saying something is tight. I'm like, oh, good. Didn't miss a beat. White socks. I never stopped wearing white socks. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
we're full circle, guys. We're in there.
Well, Chris, what about you? Do your kids think your job's cool?
My job? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the major reasons why I chose to work for Disney. And like,
you think they tell their friends?
Yeah. I mean, my youngest one is such a big fan already that regardless of what I was doing, she thinks it's like the coolest. And, you know, it does help me get through sort of the rougher days sometimes. It's like, all right, she thinks it's cool and she thinks I'm cool. And I think in the end, you know, as a dad, that's something that you're, you know, you want to look cool for your kids. Mm-hmm. So definitely a plus.
So the guy that wrote this is, he put his business card up and it's like, blah, 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 whatever his real name is, attorney at law. It's like he's a lawyer, but it's like, ultimately, cool. Like, do your kids understand that and what is that balance? Like, I thought mine was, but a lot of the things that I do, my kids are like, whatever.
Yours is really? Super cool.
Meanwhile,
though.
I'm
Come
still
on.
Thinking. I mean, I've had some definitely some little tiny peaks lately.
Kids tend to brag about their parents, though. Right?
I don't know. I'm asking. Like, I this is new talk for me. Like, I haven't ever analyzed whether it was just me drinking my own water all the time or Kool Aid.
My son told me the other day when we were in the car because I was talking to him about finishing strong and finals and all this stuff, and he's like, I want to do what you do, Dad. I'm like, no, you don't want to do what I do. You want to, like, you know, do this and this, you know. But and then today he jumped in the car and I had my daughter with me and he was talking about, you know, I'm always telling my friends about you and talking. I'm just like, it's nice when your kids appreciate you and look up to you. It'd be great if they listen to me. But the appreciation thing, definitely. My kids think what I do is cool. So it's.
Yeah, I mean, wild. I just try to have, I think if there's one thing that I try to convey, it's just that it's the old adage, like, do what you love and the money will follow, do something you love and you'll never work a day in your life, and that's kind of technically almost what I try to do. I mean, I get random curveballs, but I'm always pitching stuff and showing, like, the unlimited possibilities of the creative endeavors never ends. You can always go for more. You can always put something out there and see how people respond. So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting and funny simultaneously. But to move the tweets along, we'll go to another Twitter legend, at Crockett for Real. Says, I thought I understood kids, but they're like a Windows product. As soon as you have them figured out, there's an update.
And how?
There's I was just listening to this recent podcast. It was like Expert on Expert. This is what I do when I'm cleaning the kitchen now. It's my new try to get smart while I'm in the kitchen. And they did have an interesting take on that. And, it, you know, it was basically... Every day is a new stage in development. So even if you, and this goes to what we always talk about, even if you kind of screwed up a day, a week, or a particular stage, each age has a new day and a new stage. And we're talking, they were referring to all the way into your 20s, all the way until they have children. Wow. It's constantly new to you as a parent. I thought that was a really interesting angle. Chris?
Well, yeah, no, it's definitely been a constant evolution, a constant change. And once you feel like you're sort of getting to a point where you're figuring things out, it, like, definitely curveballs out. And at the rate at which, you know, the relationships and the dynamics and their personality changes, it's pretty crazy. Like, you know, I'm going through, like, teenage years with two teenage daughters, you know, 13 and 17, and it's really... It's alarming and wild and, you know, and I'm just trying to hold on for dear life over here, man. Trying to, like, you know, enjoy it while I have it. Because, you know, it's also like, you know, college and all of that is coming up. And now all of a sudden, you know, they're going to be gone next year, or my oldest will be. And so I'm just really, you know, in awe and amazement of just, like, how it's just never the same. And I just always feel like I'm on a treadmill trying to catch up to, like, you know. I don't know what it is.
I'm a big, like, I try to solve it psychologically, for lack of a better term. So I think, like, my wife and I will, like, high-five over a good family moment, and then we're both, like, we pump the brakes for a minute, and I'll let back on, like, what I'm listening to, what I'm reading, and then all of a sudden, curveball just hits me right in the face from another situation.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go again. How do I... And it's the latest and the greatest and the newest, or the conflict that might be happening in the house. And I, you know, I don't go from textbook into hardline conversation in the house, but I definitely, one of the nicest parts about this pod and about this journey that we've all had together is that at least we're seeing what experts are saying and what data and history prove through good parenting techniques. So,
yeah, it's true. You kind of got to be the CEO of your home, because you're always... You know, there's always something bubbling up over here. When you got multiple kids, you've got different learning curves at different ages. Like you were saying, you know, I'm looking at a couple of years before my next one leaves the house, and the age groups, and it's like being CEO. It's like you're constantly like, oh, I gotta put that fire out. Oh, correct this one. And like you said, you can try and celebrate, but how much champagne you want to pop? Because the next thing you know, you pop the champagne, you got somebody over there that needs service.
Yeah, just when you're getting a little bit full of yourself, they deflate the balloon faster than they can even want to. Yeah, I mean, we've had a good couple victories lately, but I know there's something lurking. There's some change coming.
More than you know.
Yeah. And could be many different forms or a wild variable thrown at you that you weren't prepared for. So, all right. Well, that'll wrap up tweets of the week. I think I had one final one here, and it's just a basic one. Told someone to have a good weekend on Thursday, and now I'm talking to them on Friday. Awkward. Coming up next, the top 15 benefits of listening to music from the Children's Music Workshop. All right, we've got the scientists find 15 amazing benefits of listening to music, since we're on kind of a music train today. I won't go through all 15, but I think we can kind of relate, and there's some really fun quotes in here too. But I do find, I mean, you guys know, every time you come over, there's some sort of music playing in one room or the other, one house. I think the Sono system is like the greatest thing I've ever purchased for myself.
Amen.
Having that versus, like, remember like plugging in an iPod into a dock, and then before that it was like radio, oh, yeah. And then before that it was CD mixes. But anyway, this is some science coming at us. 15 things, and number one, music makes you happier. Agree or disagree, and give me a time that music has made you happy. Go, Mark.
Agree, and music always makes me happy. I don't know. I mean, being in a band, I'd say playing in clubs with bands is probably the most joyful time ever.
When was that, 91?
No, I was playing in bands from about 86. Until later.
Science says the more you listen to the music you like, your brain releases dopamine. Absolutely. A feel-good neurotransmitter. Ben?
I think it's just innate in humans. It's pretty simple. Music crosses all cultures, and it's just part of being human for a reason. And it's really hard to quantify, but 100%. I mean, music's a big part of my life. And from making it to, you know, making sure it's always rolling, floating through our home. So 100% agree with that.
All right. Well, let me quantify it for you. Valerie Selimpour, a neuroscientist at McGill University, injected 8 music lovers with a light radioactive substance that binds to dopamine receptors after they listen to their favorite music. A PET scan showed that large amounts of dopamine were released, which biologically caused the participants to feel emotions like happiness, excitement, and joy. There's the science for you.
That's crazy. Well, that's like some Spider-Man action right there, man. Injecting radioactive.
It's common sense to us because we all love music, but like there's the science backup.
But the dopamine is a reaction to the music, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Number two, music enhances running performance. Marcella Bigalassi and his colleagues found that runners who listened to faster, slow motivational music completed the first 800 meters of their run faster than runners who listened to calm music or ran without music.
That's true. Huh. I hate running too, and I, you know, what kind of keeps me going, because like I really, really can't stand running. It's like one of the, but I try to do it from time to time. And when I play the Rocky theme song,
no,
oh yeah,
oh,
it's
wow.
got this psychological effect. I'm an the 80s kid, so, yeah. No, not Eye of the Tiger, but it's the California. Oh, that.
I mean, you're talking to a Philly guy here. It's just everything swirling in his heart.
And so that gets me through some of the longer, you know. I'm doing, like, punching and stuff while I'm running.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, music will keep you going when you're running or doing any kind of exercise. I don't want to work out without music. Exactly. I can't have music.
Everybody's got their, you know, workout playlists are nothing new. But when you see this actual science behind it, then it's, you know, it's the curiosity of, like, okay, so let's just throw the name out there, Peloton, like, well, do they pick their playlist based on actual dopamine release and science, or some of their playlists are awful, if I'm going to be honest. I'll listen to my own stuff. But, yeah, it's curious to see how things peak and valley based on.
Well, yeah, as a songwriter, I think the job is to translate the world into sound. So it makes perfect sense that if you would take a feeling and that if you have a talent for creating music, that is the job, is translating emotion and feelings and kind of even
story.
Yeah. Whatever the juice of the universe and squeezing it in and out into sound, that is the job. So
I think Peloton's doing the same thing that Spotify and Pandora, they're just curating playlists to try and rope in whoever has that genre or vibe going for them. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, it's all curiosity. They give a little science blurb on all these. So a lot of this stuff you commonsensically know, but seeing the little bit of science behind it is really cool. This is a good quote from Billy Joel. I think music in itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity. It's something we are all touched by no matter what culture we're from. Ben, are you speaking like Billy Joel? Number three, music lowers stress and improves health was the header on that one. It says it decreases levels of stress hormone cortisol in your body. Probably said that wrong, which counteracts the effects of chronic stress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which 60% of our illness and disease. Okay. Very interesting. I totally get this one. Music helps you sleep better. Music washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life.
Yes, it does.
Interesting.
Over 30% of Americans suffer from insomnia. A study showed that students who listened to relaxing classical music for 45 minutes before turning in slept significantly better than students who listened to an audiobook or did nothing different out of their normal routine. On that same note, number five, music reduces depression. This is a quote from Maya Angelou. Music was my refuge. I could crawl into the space between the notes and curl my back to loneliness. Mm-hmm. More than 350 million people suffer from depression around the world. A whopping 90% of them also experience insomnia. Sleep research found that symptoms of depression decreased significantly, again, in the group that listened to classical music. Do you listen to a lot of classical?
I spend quite a bit of piano music and a lot of the masters myself. I like it.
I get moody, you know, like I really am music moody. Like I'll wake up and I really have a yearning for country, or I'll really have a yearning for EDM, or I'll just hear a song by a band and I'll be like, I need to go Pandora that and just live in that era for a minute. Are you guys like that? Or are you kind of like,
totally. I flip around playlists in the morning, but I'll wake up in the morning and before I get rolling, I'm like, okay, where's my vibe at? And there's times my wife will walk out and she'll be like, could you not do this right now? It's like, okay, sorry.
Yeah, you know? My wife is more an active moving around. She likes music, but she doesn't love it as much as I do. And then ironically, she worked at radio stations. But yeah, that's interesting. Here's number six. I should really just start playing music 24/7. Music helps you eat less. by the way, fun fact, I just started the latest.
Oh, a new thing.
I'm doing the Weight Watcher.
Oh, yeah. Wow, is that the points, right?
It's just hard to find like a full Subway with provolone and sweet teriyaki sauce on Weight Watcher.
Can't do it.
You don't say.
So anyway, that's for another day. But music helps you eat less. There's a friendly tie of some sort of music and eating by Thomas Hardy. Research at Georgia Tech showed that softening the lighting and the music while people ate led them to consume fewer calories and enjoy their meals more. If you're looking for ways to curb your appetite, try dimming the lights and listening to soft music the next time you sit down for a meal. That's interesting, right?
That's a weird one, yeah.
Yeah.
We do that, actually, at our house.
No, you don't. You don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Don't.
Yes, I do. I don't
even own a dimmer.
I believe you.
I can't dim the lights, but I do turn off the lights in the kitchen and leave just the dining room light on.
Yeah,
and
then I
change. And then I change the music. I bring it down. Okay,
but not so that you eat less.
No. Okay.
For the ambiance.
This is a neat byproduct for me. It's like, oh, cool. So we're doing something good for us, too. But no, I just like the vibe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's not about the weight. It's about the vibe.
You change the ambiance for dinner.
Totally.
Yeah. All right. Number seven, music elevates. I mean, this is, again, common sense stuff, but it's fun seeing the science. Music elevates your mood while driving. I mean, this is.
Well.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what you're listening to.
On. Next one, of course. Unless you go to like a good Pantera while your kids are acting up.
I was thinking Pantera or Melvins. I'm listening to Melvins.
Yeah, I know, right?
Double kick drum.
A study in the Netherlands found that listening to music can positively impact your mood while driving, which can lead to safer behavior than not listening to music. Tune up the tunes. All right. So
what do the Dutch know about driving? Just kidding. They don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Music strengthens learning and memory. Researchers discovered that music can help you recall information better, but it depends how much you like the music and whether or not you're a musician. Gentlemen, interesting.
I don't know. I can't concentrate with the music on.
I can't do two things. Like I can't study something while music's on.
Yeah,
but like I can talk through music in the background.
I can't either. That's interesting. Yeah, I can't focus when there's music on.
I thought I was a cool kid. Like back in the day, I'd be like, "Mom, I need to have music on while I do my homework." And then I actually realized, even back then, I'm like, I can't. Do it. Now, strengthening learning and memory, I totally get. And that's not even adherent to the actual record. Because I am weird when it comes to time, play. It's almost like smells for me. I could tell you where I heard a song, why I like the song, all that type of thing. You know, and one of my favorite lines, maybe a little bit in the topic zone, Bruce Springsteen says, "We learned more from a 3-minute record than we ever did in school." Interesting.
I'm on board there, bro.
But yeah, it says strengthens learning and memory because you're adhering. It's like glue that adheres you to certain times, memories, period. And they get into this whole thing about Japanese characters.
It's also like what made Schoolhouse Rock so important, because learning things via song versus just reading the preamble of the Constitution. I mean, I have that memorized, but I have to sing it. you know, or no, seriously, I mean, so that,
I know
so
how
that,
a bill
that
becomes
a
law now.
Yeah, the arts are the first thing to go when the budget cuts go. It's not to be political, but that's all bad.
You know when you throw "not to be political" in there, you're actually saying this is political. But
yeah,
I'm
it's
try
it's
and
a preamble.
That out. Yeah,
it is. I'll say it.
You know,
sorry, that was very political.
Not to be political, but
Schoolhouse Rock.
Music elevates your mood while driving. We did that one. Music strengthens learning and memory. Music relax. All right, I'm going to just bore through these. Music relaxes patients before and after surgery.
Yes.
Speaking of that.
Oh.
When your wives gave birth, were you in the room?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And just random curiosity question. And if so, what was your song?
We didn't have a playlist. We didn't have a birth song or anything.
No. I had playlists.
You had a song that the was born to?
I still have them. They're named after my kids, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Ben?
Was music playing? No, we didn't have music going, no. There was screaming and there was all kinds of other things
going. Okay.
It wasn't fun.
We did. Our doctor, who had for all three.
They found you. Hold on, we got to wait for the helicopter. They found you.
They did? They've been following me all day.
Right, didn't you say it was Enya?
No, ours was Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol.
Oh, chasing cars.
Chasing cars.
Yes.
Because I had told the funny story where I'm so, music attaching to memories, right? And we got into the room where it all went down, and Cher was the first song on If I Could Turn Back Time.
Oh, so.
Which I thought, wow, that will be a funny story to tell, but not really for the kid. right. And then almost as if a wand came down on me or a light touch or whatever, it turned into Chasing Cars. And then literally by the end of the song, we had our first child in our hands.
Beautiful.
So that was that one. Music reduces pain. A good quote from Bob Marley, just because... It's awesome. It's one good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain.
Can I say one thing real quick? Super interesting.
Yeah.
I read an article recently, and maybe we've even talked about this. There's a lady who is a violinist, and this one neurosurgeon had a super crazy idea. He's like, when they had her skull open, they had her awake playing her violin, and they could see her brain firing, so he knew where to work on. Like, he could literally physically see, like, the electronic
the
stuff
impulses.
Going on. Yeah, she was playing, and he's like, play your violin, and he could see where he had to work on because her brain was firing in that spot because she was, like, she loved the violin or was a violinist. And it helped him perform the surgery more accurately.
Mm. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't even think it's crazy. I mean, it's just we're
a cool
discovering
thing.
It it's, all.
Yeah.
Research at Drexel University in Philadelphia found that music therapy and pre-recorded music reduced pain more than standard treatments. Other research showed that music can decrease pain in intensive care patients, geriatric care patients. But again, back to classical. They say the selection needs to be classical, meditative, or songs specifically of the patient's choosing.
Yeah.
This goes back on the other one, but it also says music helps Alzheimer's patients remember. Who is it? Glenn Campbell.
Oh.
Right? And then Tony Bennett would be a more recent example. Like, when Tony Bennett came out with Lady Gaga, he knew all of his music so wonderfully in their last performance together. Glenn Campbell stayed on tour during Alzheimer's, and they said that was his one safe spot where he could just get up and do it.
Yeah, man.
Just attaching the two together, and I believe it was Glenn Campbell, but... the passes, which is not recoverable in any other way, is embedded as if an amber in the music, and people can regain a sense of identity. Oliver Sacks, MD. There's actually a nonprofit organization called Music and Memory, which helps people with Alzheimer's disease and other age-related dementias remember who they are by having them listen to their dearest songs. Wow, it's really interesting. 12, music improves recovery in stroke patients. Research at the University of Helsinki showed that stroke patients who listened to music chose themselves for 2 hours a day had a significantly improved recovery of cognitive function. Mm-hmm. Number 13, music increases verbal intelligence. I like this quote. Music is to the soul what words are to the mind, by Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Music raises IQ and academic performance, from my man Bono. Music can change the world because it can change people. And finally, number 15, music keeps your brain healthy in old age. As we creep up the ladder, music is the true breath of life. We eat it so we won't starve to death. We sing so we could hear ourselves live, by Yasmina Khadra. Mm-hmm. So I think what we're learning here is let's keep listening and playing and inventing music.
It's a part of who we are.
Here's a fun factoid. Business magnat Warren Buffett stays sharp at 84 by playing the ukulele. It's never too late to play an instrument if you stay on top of your game. Plato had it right when he said, music and rhythm find their way into the secret places of the soul. No matter what you're doing, young or old, healthy or sick, happy or sad, music can improve the quality of your life in numerous ways. Reduces stress and anxiety, lifts your mood, boosts your health, helps you sleep better, takes away your pain, and even makes you smarter.
Wow.
All right. Creatives, so that is your Smart Articles by Smart People. 15 amazing benefits. So now if you just know and you thought that was correct, like, oh, I always feel good when I'm singing that. Now there's actually scientific articles to back all that. Totally. Coming up next, we're going to switch gears a little bit and go into a pop music quiz.
It's quiz time! Palette quiz! Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right, as we often challenge ourselves to keep up with the times as well as our children. Did we do teen slang last week?
Yep.
Well, I didn't go too modern because I didn't want to sandbag any quiz contest because I am definitely in the top 20 zone right now. So I went to like 90s and 2000s pop music quiz. All right, so good luck. Nice. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
First one seems like a no-brainer, but which pop singer's hits include Roar and Teenage Dream?
Katy Perry.
All right, Katy Perry is correct. You all were very confident about that.
Ben didn't say anything.
I couldn't grab the name. I couldn't forget.
Oh, interesting.
Or just an anthem in our house.
Number two is pretty easy. The hit singles "I Just Can't Stop Loving You" and "The Man in the Mirror" appeared on which Michael Jackson album?
Oh, shit. "Man in the Mirror" was
Bad, Black, Off the Wall, Thriller, or Dangerous?
Dangerous.
Man in the Mirror?
Yeah, Dangerous. I remember I got it for Thriller, Christmas. Yeah, so
that's Dangerous.
I just get stop blooming you.
That was Dangerous.
Answer is Bad.
No!
I don't, my memories are all muddled up. Wow. Somebody's been messing with my memories.
They got cocky.
You gotta play more music.
Dang it. All right, which single was the first of Madonna's to enter the Billboard Hot 100 chart?
Lucky Star.
Ooh. Lucky Star, you think? A Holiday,
you want a choice, or are you just gonna go Lucky
give me
Star?
A choice. No, Lucky Star, you're right.
Like a Virgin?
Parts of the selection, Like a Virgin, Borderline, Holiday, or Lucky Star.
I think you're right.
You know, it might be
I think
Borderline.
Lucky Star is the farthest back.
It's either Holiday or Lucky Star, but I think Lucky Star.
I'm going
to
say Lucky Star.
Let's go. I'm going Lucky Star.
That's
Lucky Star.
The furthest memory I got.
Answer is Holiday.
Dang it.
Oh. Celebration. Holiday. Come together.
But we were so little. Borderline. That was before Holiday.
Chris wasn't young, but we were.
No. Holiday was like one of the first. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The only one I would have gone was Borderline. Would have been my only battle. But then I remember Holiday because I was really into New York rap scene. And Holiday came right along as one of those extended singles. And I was like, oh, this is good stuff. So, yeah, there's that. Niall Horan and Liam Payne were members of which boy band? I know this one. Really? Boom, I got it.
Doesn't sound familiar.
One Direction, The Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, or The Wanted?
I don't know those names.
I'm going to say the last one just because I don't know. Wait.
What was the first one?
Names again?
One Direction, The Backstreet Boys.
No, the names of the guys.
One Direction. Let's say One Direction.
NSYNC or The Wanted?
The Wanted.
Amanda Bertenis?
Now you're showing your age.
What is it?
It is One Direction.
I got it.
Who is the name? Okay, next. Okay,
next.
I sent you text this week that Harry Styles was on the Today Show.
That's the only one I know.
Who's that?
His new record is amazing.
That's like Harry Apple Styles. Be Apple and all those guys from.
See, dude.
No, it's Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You don't know those other two guys. Fergie.
Niall Horan's got a couple hits. Liam Payne, I don't know too much. Here's a fun fact for you. I was humble brag. I got to announce One Direction for the very first time for their very first American appearance at the Nickelodeon Kids
really?
Choice.
Really? Oh, wow.
Cool. One Direction. They got out of this London cab with the Union Jack. It was all like wrapped up.
It was an English band?
Yes.
You're probably part of their memory.
Harry Styles is selling out venues around the country and has the number one album in the world right now. But that's okay.
Not interesting.
Head in the heart. Which rapper is featured on the Rihanna hit Umbrella?
Oh.
Drake, Kanye West, Jay-Z, or Eminem?
Jay-Z.
It's
Jay-Z.
That's not the rap part, though.
It is Jay-Z, is it?
Drake, Kanye, Jay-Z, or Eminem?
I guess so.
Answer is Jay-Z.
Did you say Harry Styles was part of Head and the Heart?
No,
I'm throwing you into the genre that you love.
Why'd you do that? You're all messing with
Fits and Tantrums. Let's just keep going.
Right?
I'm with you.
Banjo Man.
I love Fits and Tantrums. Is
Phoebe
part
Bridgers. All right. Number six. Which British rock singer wrote the Tina Turner hit single Private Dancer? Was it Mark Knopfler, David Gilmour, Phil Elton Collins, John. Or Robert Plant?
Oh, wait. Which one?
Which song?
What song? Sorry,
Robert Knopfler.
Private Dancer. Dancer for Money.
Right?
Not Robert Plant.
No, no, that's guy's from Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler's from
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits, that's right, that's right.
So, it wasn't Plant.
So what was the third guy? Because he was busy talking about...
I'll give you one hit, and then I have to move on.
Yeah.
I want my empty.
It's Mark Knopfler.
It's Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
He wrote the Princess Bride soundtrack.
God, Ben, new music. He's getting a little shaken out there in the left field.
Pop music. Mark. He's like, I don't need to know this.
I don't need to know. Yeah. Dire Straits
movies. It's not the National. It's nothing.
No.
Sorry.
I saw the National in my underwear once.
I did.
Which American singer featured on the Mark Ronson smash hit single, Uptown Funk?
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Yes, Bruno Mars is correct. Yeah. Did you get that one, Ben?
I'm not big on names. I don't care. That's not where my identity lies.
Don't get upset.
Pop culture.
Don't get upset.
A little frazzled.
We're all here for you.
Hey, man.
Which singer's first U.S. number one single was called Vision of Love? Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Diana Ross, or Celine Dion?
Mariah Carey.
Vision of Love?
Yeah.
Mariah Carey is correct.
Okay, got it.
One octave higher.
Was that Mariah?
Yes. I'm bouncing around the decades. Let me know if you want me to go any particular comfort spot. Here's an easy one. Michael Nesmith and Peter Tork were original members of which pop band?
The Monkees. Mm-hmm. Here we come.
Dangerously in Love, which is which singer's debut solo album? Dangerously in Love.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Katy Perry, Nicole Scherzinger, Britney Spears, or Beyonce?
I'm going to say the second
Beyonce. One.
I don't know.
Oh, Dangerously in Love. I think
Mark's thoroughly impressive in this quiz. Yes.
Nice job,
Nicole Scherzinger, as you know, is a member of the Pussycat Dolls.
Yes, she is.
Katy Perry was the answer of the prior question.
Snoop Dogg.
Britney hasn't come through yet, and Beyonce, indeed, is the answer. Here's one everybody should know or not. How is Gordon Sumner better known?
Sting.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yes. Mark corrects her.
Yes.
Mark's in his groove over here.
Mark's crushing it.
Music, guys.
All right. Which British pop superstars were hungry like the wolf in 1982?
Duran.
Well, now everybody's getting a little wind in the sails, huh? Yeah. I like it. I like confidence and happiness.
I got that one.
Which of these pop stars was not a Mouseketeer or on the all-new Mickey Mouse Club? Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Ariana Grande, Justin Timberlake?
Ariana Grande.
That's correct. As you all should know, she got her start on a Nickelodeon sitcom.
We should know that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Which boy band was Donnie Wahlberg a member? Chris? Donnie Wahlberg.
My first concert. No, Don't tell anybody. Stuff.
What was he?
NKOTB, otherwise known as New Kids on the Block. In 2011, Rihanna found love in a blank.
Found love.
Mailbox, microwave, dangerous place, hopeless place.
Hopeless place.
Umbrella.
Hopeless place is correct. And here's your final question for all the marbles. Mark clearly out ahead of the pack tonight. Which pop group wrote the songs Islands in the Stream, Chain Reaction, Woman in Love, and Heartbreaker, all for other artists?
Bee Gees. Oh.
Was it the Bee Gees, the Beach Boys, the Monkees, or the Beatles?
No, it's the Bee Gees. Mark, dude, you get triple points on that one. Love that song, by the way.
This is Dolly, are you kidding me? Islands in the Stream, that's like, whoa.
All right.
Love that song.
The answer is the Bee Gees. Mark clearly takes the other two tonight in a pop culture music quiz. Congratulations, Mark. You are the winner of this gorgeous succulent sitting in front of me in the rabbit head vase. You can take that home with you.
We will wash it
before we take it out of here. That is our pop music, pop culture, pop quiz.
This thing is rigged.
Coming up next, a couple quick Would You Rathers. Things that make us smile, and then an NBA playoff game is on the horizon.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, it's time for the game show, game, podcast, game that's sweeping the nation. Huge in Michigan right now. Two quick questions, two easy questions. There's really no rhyme or reason. But if we're going to stay on music and food, let's just stay there. Would you rather go on tour with Elton John or Cher?
Elton John, yeah.
Really?
Cher. Yeah, you guys are going Cher?
I might go Cher.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. All right.
If I could turn back time. Have you ever seen Cher in concert?
I have not.
Now, keep in mind, to our listeners, I've seen all sorts of bands, sorts of concerts.
Still rocking it.
She was honestly one of the best shows. And Camila Cabello at the Fox in Oakland before she got huge was pretty awesome.
When you say go on tour with, you mean like...
I want to open for them, if that's what I'm saying.
That's what I... Okay.
I would do Cher also. Can I tell you a quick little fun story? So we went out to dinner with my in-laws. First time I ever met them. They weren't my in-laws yet. And I went with my wife, and we're at we had tickets to Cher, all four of us. Wow, they had never met me.
Classy.
Prior to this night.
Magic.
Didn't know who I was. And they kind of knew what I did, but they didn't. So the Village People opened for Cher.
Wow.
Right? So that happened. Then the DJ puts on Cher-esque pop dance heaven between Village People and Cher, and they were taking different crowd shots. So they'd have like one guy would kind of shimmy the shoulders, and then one girl would do this. So all of a sudden I noticed it was right in my area. So I got up and I started doing the Cabbage Patch. My mother-in-law is looking at me mortified.
Awesome.
So I do the Cabbage Patch, and the fans kind of give me a tepid response. And then I kick it up and I start doing the cowboy.
The cowboy
with the full lasso over the head.
Yes.
Now the crowd's picking up and I'm starting to feel it.
Mascot,
like, this is becoming a
out.
Moment. Yeah. So then they go to a boring guy on the other side. Then they cut back to me again.
Yes. Right?
Now the director knows he's got a game
going. He's got someone. We got a live one here.
So then he goes back to the boring guy, and they boo. And then they go back to me, and now I'm doing the full rodeo, smacking butts.
Twerking like, and everything.
Full 360 with my mother-in-law and my father-in-law on the big screen with me.
The whole crowd is going wild.
And then my wife married me. So
that's awesome. Nice.
There's that.
Hey, good story.
All right, this has nothing to do with it. Would you rather eat only pizza for a year or not eat any pizza for 5 years?
Oh, only pizza.
Yeah,
I think I've done that.
You can't eat only pizza for a year.
I take the 5 year hiatus.
Yeah, you just
no way.
You say that, dude, but like about a month
every day,
just one slice a day.
I can do it.
No. That's
all. Oh wait, can you eat other food?
Yeah. That's what else.
Can you eat other food or only pizza?
Have a breakfast.
Here's where you get micro on these questions. I would only eat pizza for a year.
Yeah, me too.
I would just do it different ways, different pizzas, different forms, different toppings.
You know, have a breakfast pizza for breakfast.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
some eggs and bacon.
I could not go out. I'm from Philly, right? Crucifix, cologne, pizza, we all roll together.
A little pizza.
Double Ralph Lauren polos, like with the two collars up.
Nice,
like
folded it over. You folded your slice in half, don't you?
A little bit of red and yellow.
Oh, absolutely. That's the only way to eat it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Oil trail down the middle, garlic salt. They don't even give you garlic salt.
Dripping down your forearm, dripping off your elbow.
So what was your answer?
I'd take the 5 year hiatus.
5 year hiatus.
No, I'm going pizza, man.
Yeah, I like it. Pizza. We're together.
Dude, some roughage, bro.
I'm sorry. Ben and I are opening for sharing. Sorry. Chris and I are eating pizza.
Fruit? Dude, put the roughage on
fruit.
The pizza.
You said no fruit in your body.
Yeah, pineapples. You know what I mean? For dessert.
Yes, pineapples. Yeah, that's a vegetables. Fruit.
Okay, so you can put fruit on your pizza.
Yeah. All right.
Now he's starting to wonder.
Coming up next, things that make us smile. All right, it's time for things that make us smile. I know, it's been a very heavy news cycle as of late, so I am just appreciating every day that my family is healthy and they are with me and happy. We had a couple little milestones that make me happy, smile this week. My littlest had first communion. My oldest is graduating from, I don't even think they call it a graduation or promotion. I don't know what the term is anymore.
Matriculation.
Anyway, she's going into high school.
Oh, wow.
And I'm very excited about that.
Yeah,
and my little man got on. So it's funny, my little man who was just out here, he is going to be on this student committee next year where he's going to lead the morning assembly with a cheer every day.
Sweet.
Next year. So he's going to be the cheer guy.
Taking after the old man.
Yeah, there you go.
I say a boom, chicka boom.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Where does he get that from?
I like cold air. Like cold air makes me happy.
Yes.
But truthfully, you know, seizing every day and realizing how lucky we are to be okay right now, at least in our immediate, you know, group. So those are the things that make me happy. Chris?
Yeah, I'm stoked that the Warriors are looking like they might make it to the finals. The home team, got to root for them.
Spoiler alert, we're going to release this in 2 weeks. So
yeah, but, you know,
you'll be able to tell whether we were right or wrong with our prognosticating.
I'm jazzed that Obi-Wan is premiering on Disney Plus. Like, I'm pretty jazzed about that.
Tomorrow.
I'm kind of pumped about that for some reason.
I'm like, super pumped.
Stranger Things too.
Yeah,
coming
out.
Stranger Things 5, I think, or 4.
But honestly, yeah, like, it's been heavy, and, like, I'm really thankful for you guys. You guys make me smile. Like, looking forward to this all week. It has been a rough one, and having a little bit of levity, a little bit of reflection when times are rough. I'm just, like, really, again, feeling so blessed and thankful to be able to have this outlet and to hang out with you guys and my guys, you know, like, family, good friends.
Thank you. Ditto.
So thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Ben?
You're looking right.
Are you looking at me? Orange material
I'm always, you can see me.
I found an apple seed.
Pumpkin peeps. And
well, it's funny. Okay, you did call me out. You did read my, okay. I was thinking fresh cut grass, like perfect lawn. Oh, yeah. I love when my lawn's all, I lay on it. I say, somebody come lay on the lawn with me. Like,
what?
Like, okay. When I mow the lawn, I'm like, somebody come out and enjoy this with me, please. Yeah. So I make the kids come lay on. I got a new lawnmower, so that's kind of fun. And then I'd say, all kinds of stuff. I guess, a good pair of sunglasses, freshly squeezed orange juice, and the end of school. I'm excited that to not get up every day. My kids are hating school right now. We hate going to. It's time. It's time for a break.
Right?
It's time. I'm sorry. Too much.
Today was my son's last day of sophomore year, so he's officially on summer. Tomorrow, my daughter will be done with sixth grade, and
last day of school.
My little guys get 2 weeks left, unfortunately. But I'm actually really looking forward to, particularly next week after Memorial Day, getting up in the morning with my two older ones and kind of tackling the day and seeing what we can get away with and run around.
Good
and
luck with that.
Do some stuff. No,
remember the last day of school though, like before summer, like when that was like pretty sweet as a kid. Like that's probably the biggest
that is
day.
Very birthday, exciting.
Christmas, whatever holiday, totally. And then last day of school, man.
Totally.
But that morning rush, man. It's time for a break.
I'm looking forward to not driving on and off the island 4 times a day.
Right.
Alcatraz.
exactly.
All right. And we are thankful for you, our listeners. Thanks for coming back time and time again. Thanks for all your fun commentary online.
Yeah.
We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the good stuff. We have a website, but no one goes to websites anymore.
Sure they do.
Do they?
Yeah. URLs are never done.
Like me.
All right. Maybe I'll get a URL then. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming over tonight. It's time to go watch some NBA basketball. We're the Dad Timeout Show, and we're out of here.
Peace.
Go Dubs.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. A real out of here.